everyone. I'm Susie Sevier.
And I'm Michael Barnhart. Welcome to the Adventures of a Real Estate Investor podcast, where we interview industry experts and chat with them about their passions and how they are leveraging real estate investing to create an impact in their world. What impact do you want to make?
Did you know there are almost 8 billion people on this planet? What if each of us started with ourselves, with our family, in our community? All we have to do is start with a manageable 1% action every day. The effect of those billions of 1% gestures would be astronomical. This is your place to reflect and believe. Join us every week to start cultivating those ideas on the impact that you want to make in your world. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Adventures of a Real Estate Investor. I'm Susie.
And I'm Michael, and we're excited you joined us for this adventure.
So today, Michael and I are actually going to be the guest for our show. And thank you so much for joining us today. We just wanted to come on and one, wish you a very happy new year. I hope the start of 2020 has been fantastic.
2022.
Oops, 2022. My mind is stuck for you. But what we really wanted to talk about today was my visit in Tulsa. And we think this is pretty great to talk about or even just to discuss because as active operators, we don't always get the opportunity to like spend 4 weeks at one of our properties or any of our properties like I did. And so I really just want to tell you all about the details of it, how it went, what I experienced, all of the above, because I just think it's really valuable. And I think it helps a lot of passive investors also understand what goes into being an active investor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So two things that I want to talk about that really stood out to me. About a week or two into being at one of our properties, Harper's Lodge, we had a maintenance guy come from a different property. So he had no idea who I was, but he definitely did not recognize me. So there were two different times where I went in, asked him for either like a screwdriver or a different tool. And the second time he had said, "So I haven't met you before. Are you the new cleaning staff?" And I laughed because I knew that what I was going to say afterwards was going to almost embarrass him, and it did, unfortunately, but I just had said, "No, I'm actually an owner." And he felt super bad. He apologized a bunch, but the biggest thing that he said that like really impacted me was, "I have worked for this company for 5 years, and I have just never seen an operator do what you've been doing. I've never seen an operator pull carpet. I've never seen an operator paint. I've never seen an operator be so involved in a property." And that really, I took that almost as a compliment, actually, because it really dug deep into my core. I want like other maintenance staff and the property management team to love the property as much as I do. And I know that might not happen, but when they see me there for 4 weeks doing all the same things that they're doing, I think it gives them a different sense of motivation. And that's really, really important to me. And that was just really, it made me reflect a lot on why I became an active operator to begin with. As some of you may know, and some of you probably don't, for my undergraduate degree, one of them was anthropology, and I never really knew what I was going to do with that. But now that I'm an active operator, it all makes so much sense. Like, I want to be in communities, like learning about them so I can figure out the best way to serve them. And at that time, being in Tulsa, the people that I was serving the most were my staff. Like, I left that whole experience, like, knowing that they were going to love it more because I even had gotten that feedback from them because they saw me put so much effort in it. It wasn't just, I guess, it wasn't just a time where I was being a leader and just telling them what to do, right? I was a leader demonstrating what I wanted to be done, doing what I wanted to be done with them. And that just speaks volumes. And this is something that I'm grateful for that I can do as an active syndicator, but it also was a job. I was there sometimes from 6 a.m. till 7 or 8 p.m. the entire day working on the property because I wanted to make sure that stuff was getting done. And not that it wasn't, but as so many of us know, there was a labor shortage. There still is a labor shortage. And so I just did not ever want to be in the position where I was watching our property. And I don't want to use the word decline. What's a better word?
Gets to the point where we needed to take drastic action.
Yes, we could hire out to have renovations done, to have our carpet, you know, pulled and installed and to have painters come in. But that cost is almost 5 times more. And then your business plan just goes down the drain. Because if you run out of money just renovating, that is a problem if you only had a portion of your funds allocated to renovating. And so that is one thing that I wanted to talk about. The second one was one day I was cleaning gutters. They had just needed to be done. It's a lender requirement, and got up on a ladder. I'd never cleaned gutters before in my life. So this was very entertaining. But as I was doing it, one of the residents walked past me and said, "What trouble did you get into to have to get this job?" And I kind of stood there on the ladder and thought, like, how am I going to respond to this? And I just said to him, "I didn't get in trouble. I chose to do this." And he's like, "What?" You know, he was very puzzled and just continued to walk on or past me. And so I reflected on that a lot also. This is something I probably, obviously, because I've never done it before, would have chosen to do in the past. But like, when you have a property that you really, really want to succeed, you will do a lot of those gross things to get just to get it done, right? Like, it didn't seem that bad at the time because I knew it was just a task that I needed to get done. Because when I can create a better community for the residents, even if that's just cleaning gutters, because then the drainage system is completely different and there's no water buildup, that is what brings me joy. That is what makes it all worth it. Because I mean, what I didn't know with gutters is that, like, it's nailed into the
fascia.
Thank you. And I mean, I knew that, right? But I didn't think about it when I went to scoop my hand. So I scooped my hand to get all the dirt and the leaves and all the good stuff out. And I hit a nail and flicked my hand, and that mushy stuff got on my face. And even after that, I still kept going. I mean, yes, I was extremely grossed out, but it was just something that I had to do. And so this is what I really want to break down, just with those two things. Like, as an active investor, this is a 100% full-time job. We are serving residents, we are serving a community, and it's super, super important. But like, as a passive investor, you like have full confidence in your team knowing that they'll do stuff like that, but you never have to, right? That is where Michael and I want to be one day, like 100%. If we can be 100% passive, then that would be the way to go, because then we can find a different community to serve a different way. But for now, it's just really special to us that we even have the time, the mental space, the physical space to be able to go to our property and stay there for 4 weeks and make all these changes. Because even though it may seem like a lot at the time, we are all changing lives, whether we are active or passive. Like, we are making a difference in communities, whether we are active or passive. It's just really cool to reflect on that, to think about that. It's not just active investors who are changing lives of others, like, because without residents and without passive investors, we can't do any of this. We don't have these opportunities. And so that is why passive investing is also so important, because I personally cannot take down all the deals in the world, because I would not be able to give the attention that each one needs. That is why I fully support other operators and will passively invest in their deal, because I know that they can impact a community somewhere else that I can't. And that is a huge blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing to kind of add to Susie's adventure back to Tulsa and spending so much time with the property was that, you know, I think the on-site manager and the regional and everybody else, like the maintenance personnel as well, and some of the residents who are living there, saw Susie as an owner, right? And then we're able to be like, okay, this is how much she cares. This is how much we, as the general partners, like, care about the property, especially Susie, like being there, tearing out carpet, doing trash outs, everything like that, like doing renovations, painting and things like that, which is pretty cool. Seeing her dedication and how much she cared, which I think in turn made our management company, the people that are working there, care even more which is great.
And something else that I want to add, because I think this is really important for both sides. We all start at not knowing anything, not knowing what an apartment syndication is, not knowing that we can all invest in apartments. I think that's huge. And I think that's something to reflect on. Because even as a passive investor, right, like Michael and I still have to learn about each deal to make sure that it is the right fit for us. So don't feel like ashamed or anything if you don't know every part of it, because none of us do. And to even put that into perspective, when I was there, I got to have a lot of conversations with the property management team and even like outside vendors, whether that's a broker or anybody that we work with at the property. And lo and behold, they don't even know what an apartment syndication is. So even the people who are working at the property every single day, like if they don't know what an apartment syndication is, there's no reason why anybody else should, like right off the bat. But even having the opportunity to like educate them and explain, hey, this is how it works. Like Michael and I did not buy this property like with our money. It's not just us who are worried about receiving this like profit, right? Because as landlords, we always get that like bad rap that we're just in this for a profit. I was like, we have brought other investors into this journey with us. Like, it's not just Michael and I's money that's on the line. It's 40 other people. And that made a huge difference in the way that they approached their job as well, because it's no longer just about Michael and I. It's no longer just like living up to our expectations. They know that they have other people who they also need to perform for, because if they care about the property, like I said at the beginning, like as much as I do, it just gets treated so much better. And people, we want our maintenance guys and we want our property management team to go to the property every day, like excited about their job and happy that they're there. And I want to teach them that like they are even creating an impact in the position that they're in. Like we were all born to make an impact, and it's really important to be able to tell that to somebody in a different way, right? Like you're not only doing this for the residents, you're also doing this for a ton of investors. And that's huge as well.
Absolutely. So we're very excited now that Susie is now full-time as of August of 2021. And so now she's going to be able to spend more time and intimate time at each one of our assets that we own. So she's going back at least once a quarter, which is cool. So she's looking forward to going back in February of 2022.
Absolutely. Just here in a few weeks. Yeah. But since we are going into 2022, and I'll say it right this time, I just want everyone to reflect on what they want to be like as a passive investor, as an active investor, because it's huge, but really as a passive investor, like why are you passively investing? Why are you excited about this? And what are you looking for in a team to passively invest with? And because it's the new year, I think it's a perfect time to reflect on this, to think about this. And I know you're just going to do awesome in 2022. And I'm really excited to hear all about it.
That's right. Cool. So a couple other things I would like to share with our audience as well is like talking about 2022, actually on our YouTube channel. If you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, check it out. It's called The Adventures of a Real Estate Investor. And there'll be a link down below as well where you can go straight to there, subscribe and like the channel. But we just released a video about goal setting for 2022. Or it could be goal setting for any year, whatever. And specifically, how to set goals with your significant other or your partner, which is really cool. So check out that video. There'll be a link down below to that video as well. Additionally, Susie just wrote a really awesome guide called Passive Investing with Purpose, where it talks about how you can be a passive investor and at the same time make an impact in your community and the communities that you invest in and things like that. So if you're interested in reading more about that, go to adventurousrei.com/impact, and you can download that guide there. And that'll be in the show notes as well. Finally, if you're interested in passive investing with Susie and I, please, or if you want to just chat with us, please feel free to reach out anytime at exploremore@adventurousrei.com. Okay?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to
add? No, yeah. We're just always here for questions. Just please reach out if you ever have any. We'd be happy to chat with you about investing.
Yeah. And if you're active or passive, whatever, we're here to help however we can. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year, everybody. And have a wonderful start to the year. Until next time, explore more. Adventure awaits.
Thank you so much for listening. Before you start your next adventure of the day, please take a moment to reflect on the impact that you want to make. All of our efforts combined are what make the monumental impacts. We can't do it without you.
Also, if you enjoyed the episode, please head over to iTunes and leave us an honest review with one of the great insights you received from the show today. And if you believe a friend, family member, or colleague would find great value in listening, please share our podcast with them. As always, your support means the world to us.
Until next time, explore more. Adventure awaits. Woo!